What's interesting, it's the 4% of our DNA is structural. Oh. It has to do with our genes, what's passed down from our parents, what we inherit. It could be disease that we inherit. Like it could the eye color, the features, all of that is 4% of DNAs. 96%, they don't know what it does. It's like they say we use only a percentage of our brain.
Right.
That's our multidimensional biology. 4% is three-dimensional. 96% is multidimensional.
Holy shoot.
Yeah. So the 96% comprises of past lives or parallel lives, however you see that, where the planets were at when we were born.
Wow.
It's fascinating. And I love that it confers with the book that I've written with Mass India, saying that we are so much more than we think we are.
Right.
And there's a whole area section around aiming true. And okay. It's taking aim, really aiming for the target without the plan, without a roadmap, without knowing how we're going to get there.
Right.
Because, you see, only 4% of us can structure that aim. Only 4% of our being can actually organize the rational thinking process and life in general towards that target. The rest of us, this expansive, multidimensional aspect of us, is actually directing that arrow. It's actually that point of release towards the target.
I see. Wow.
So there's so many facets of us that we can't measure, can't control. But the part we play in this structure, the part the ego plays, the part the human nature plays, is huge. Our partnership is huge. It's what allows us to make manifest our longing. That 4% plays a huge role.
Okay, wow.
We would call what Dofila is talking about, we would call it magic.
Jeez, I was just going to ask you that word, with that word. Okay. That's what I was going to ask. Okay.
We will say it. I like synchronicity. That's so much fun.
Yeah. Okay.
We continue. The reason that the 4% of the structure is so important is that it's very powerful.
Right.
You can be in resistance for the whole of your life and impede, the expansive nature of that multidimensional consciousness that is the 96% of the DNA. You can impede it. That 4% of the mental process, that 4% of three-dimensional structure can be bound in itself and only live that. Where the multidimensional aspect of the self can only be accessed through limitation. So, for instance, when that three-dimensional percentage, when the three-dimensional rational thinking process, when the three-dimensional, the form alone, is in a state of resistance, ultimately, it's in a state of fear perception. That fear perception sends a signal to the body. It's a sound wave. Every thought, every belief sends a sound wave to the body. Imagine thoughts that are life-affirming. What kind of sound wave that sends to the body and how the body receives it versus a thought that is fear-based. let's focus first on the fear-based perception. It sends a sound wave throughout the body. First, it depletes the endocrine system. It lessens the impact of the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland is the messenger for the whole body, the endocrine system, the electrical system, and the nervous system, which affects the adrenal. It activates the flight or fight hormone. When the flight or fight hormones, a survival mechanism, is activated, it sends a message to the cells of your body. The message is that you're in danger. So the cell, the DNA, then operates within that mechanism. DNA, because we're talking about the 96% that it is multidimensional. 4% of the DNA is structural. It defines your genes, your hair color, your structure. It defines the three-dimensional reality. 96% of the DNA, yes, indeed, is multidimensional. It's your spirit. Okay? But it's not just the guidance of spirit, it's soul essence, which is, again, multidimensional, therefore it is multifaceted, therefore it's a myriad of lifetimes, past, parallel, and future. It's connected to the oversoul, which is multifaceted, which has many expressions of itself. The oversoul is so expansive that it fragments into numerous, innumerable, in many cases, of soul. And those souls fragment even more into lifetime. And so you are so vast, it can't even be explained fully. Now let us go back to the fear perception. When the body is signaling fear, the survival mechanism is activated, which tells the cells of the body you're in danger. What the nucleus of the cell does is it becomes a network that interconnects with all the lifetimes that are in synergy with the survival message. What that means is when you send a fear-based message to your body, at the DNA level, it becomes a program. Now, it's not just a fear-based message. It is a pattern.
Right.
Now the DNA has to operate within the pattern because that's the message it's being given. It then interconnects with lifetimes that are part of that pattern. Example, if the fear perception is the fear of failure, the DNA then sets out a network to all lifetimes where you have and are experiencing failure.
Aye.
Because that's the synergy, that's the mirroring. Remember, energetically, you are magnetic. DNA is magnetic. It will magnetize parallel lifetimes, past and future lifetimes, that are within the same synergy, within the same magnetic frequency. All that to say that now your fear of failure has been compounded. Now the question would be, why is it being compounded? Why would that happen? Why would that be the function of the DNA? because that is the structure of your belief systems, not only in physical three-dimensional form, but now in multidimensional form. But the key here is not why is the DNA compounding the fear message. The key is how can one send a new message, a life-affirming message, a higher vibrational message. Mm-hmm. Because what happens? Go on.
No, especially when fear comes up.
Especially when fear comes up. You can't control fear. It's impossible.
Right.
Utterly impossible to control fear. Because the moment that you're controlling fear, fear is compounded. Because now not only is the body receiving the fear perception, now the body is receiving the message that the fear perception has to be controlled. The body shuts down when it is being controlled. It contracts, which sends a signal that there is even more danger. And so how do you send a new signal to the body? One, forgive, forgive, forgive the fear. Forgive it.
Okay.
Be gentle with it. Accept it. Love it. Fear just needs to be loved. It's only showing up because it needs love. The moment you recognize that, now you're sending a new perception in through the body, a love perception. Fear is not the opposite of love. Fear needs love. That's all. It's very simple. Fear is not the opposite of love. You don't have to go in conflict with fear in order to replace it with love. The minute that you're in conflict with fear, you're in more fear. You're contracting even more.
Mm.
Now, when you embody love, you are opening up. You are expanding, releasing. Fear then transforms. It can't help it. With love, fear transforms into courage.
Right.
With love, all emotions, anger transforms into release and trust. Sorrow, when loved, transforms into faith, beauty. Hurt transforms into such tenderness. Now, the beautiful, beautiful gift that the DNA, this multidimensional aspect of the DNA, that multidimensional encoded DNA, the beauty, the gift, it has a gift for you, is it will join you there.
Wow.
It will perform a complete network, a vibrational network where it will align to past, present, and future lifetimes that are in synergy with that new message, compounding the new message for you. The more you forgive, accept, love you, and love this world, your DNA will align you to lifetimes where you are ascended. It will align you to frequencies of your oversoul that are living success, thriving, healthy, vibrant, very well.
Wow,
very
that's,
well.
That's so profound. That's amazing. Thank you.
Mm. When you say that's profound and amazing, how does the message land for you?
Very powerfully, because understanding how it works, and then it also really I felt I believed it, and it really resonated with me. And some of the thoughts I was thinking while Masanti was talking, I was like, wow. I mean, it's really worth it to always forgive, love the world, stay focused, feel worthy, because you're going to get so many unseen benefits from it. As opposed to just walking around all day being bummed out or what. No, it's just, I can't even really explain it, but holy moly.
You just said, I believe it.
Yeah, and listening to them, I feel like I'm the center of the earth, not in an egotistical way, but I feel like I'm the center of the universe in a way, or you are too, of our own universes. And when we come from a place of what Masandia described, now I get what they say, the universe rushes to meet you.
Yeah.
Right? Or when you make a commitment and focus on it, what's the word? Is it the universe steps serendipity? Not serendipity. There's an old saying, actually, that relates to it. When you make the commitment, I can't remember what it is, but it's that result.
Yeah, life joins you there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really powerful. Wow. And a little help from ascended patterns doesn't hurt either. Yeah.
Our dear one. A little help from ascended patterns doesn't hurt. Our dear one, may you be in utter alignment.
Thank you.
With your work life, family life, and your relationship with your body, may you be in complete and utter alignment with your creative projects, with your artistry, with who you truly are. We not only believe in you, we see you.
Thank you very much.
It is our honor. It is our honor. Truly. We know who you are. And may us knowing who you are help you remember as it has. But your recall is going to be accelerated. You're remembering who you are and accessing those ascended parts of your being. It's going to accelerate.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you will experience it not as an overwhelm. We want to be clear here. You will experience it not as an overwhelm as you would have in the past. You will experience this as utter inspiration.
Can I ask one quick question for what you just said? With your in complete alignment with your body, for example, what does that mean? What does that look like?
That's a good question. To be in complete alignment with your body. I'm going to say that it's about awarenesses.
Mm.
You know, when you have a niggly sense of something's not right, that you're going to be acting on it sooner. Speaking
right.
On behalf of it and being more in tune with your right to do that rather than the fear of it maybe producing or a conflict or the difficulties, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, that in that sense of when I'm tired right now. You'll be able to be compassionate towards yourself. Like, of course I'm tired right now. I've been doing a lot. I've been managing a lot of details and a lot of responsibilities. And you'll breathe deeper and return to your full sense of wholeness. And we would add here that being in full alignment with your body, let's just say that really means whole health, eh?
Yeah.
Whole health, whole vitality, being nurtured by your life-affirming messages, by your life-affirming perception of reality. Well, just imagine for a moment listening to a beautiful piece of music versus a discordant piece of music.
Right.
Imagine the sound when everything comes together. Everything comes together from the instrument, the voice, the foundations of the sound, the middle section of the sound, the higher notes.
Okay.
Imagine a completely satisfying piece of music. Imagine how your body responds to that. You can feel it already.
Yeah.
That's an aligned right there. Right there.
That's a great metaphor. Okay. Great. Great session. Wow.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
And I love where you are right now. I'm really celebrating it. Celebrating you're so grounded and so focused. You know, it's beautiful to see.
Thank you. Thank you, Wendell. And thank you for all your help and Methodia's help. Couldn't be doing this without you guys, and I'm so grateful. Thank you.
It's my pleasure and my honor, and I love the way Mass India also, when they made a point of wanting you to know, they recognize you, they see you.
Yeah.
Felt very honoring.
Yeah, really, really, really beautiful. Thank you.